possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
Bones break. For humans and animals, it can take months to heal from a simple fracture. Studies conducted in part by the University of Georgia Regenerative Bioscience Center show promise for shortening healing time. Called fracture putty, Steve Stice, Georgia Research Alliance eminent scholar and animal and dairy science professor in the University of Georgia College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, is here today to tell us a little bit more about this breakthrough treatment. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, April, for inviting me.
So what exactly is fracture putty?
Well, I wish I came up with a name, but it actually came from the Department of Defense and a branch of the Department of Defense called DARPA. DARPA is considered the group that first invented the internet, and they come up with some very far out ideas out there. And their idea was to take a material and hopefully be able to have use of this in an operation within the battlefield. So when a soldier gets injured, instead of taking them out on a stretcher, you'd be able to inject the fracture putty in the patient and have that person walk out instead of come out on a stretcher. That's the far out idea. But we got close, and we're getting closer every day with that study.
Now, how does it work? Are you engineering bone that you just inject through a syringe?
It's a combination of different things. So we first use stem cells that come from bone, and then we engineer them so that they overproduce the proteins that increase the healing process in bones. And then we put them in a gel, a hydrogel, we call that. And that makes up the fracture putty. So that combination of those three, the stem cells, the genetic engineering, and the hydrogel make up the fracture putty. And then we're testing that today in a number of different models for bone breaks and working with different people in the veterinary school. So Dr. John Peroni is a large animal surgeon at the vet school, as well as Dr. Sam Franklin. We hope to work on clinical cases for animals that have major breaks in their bones and for clinical cases that require fast healing of those bones.
And have you already tried this either on a battlefield or in an animal?
It's been tested in animals. We've tested it in small animals, rodents. But now the idea is to try and really move it to the clinical stage. And hopefully in dogs that have had major breaks in their bones accidentally, we'll be able to address those in the future. Horses, of course, are very fragile in their bone structure. And so Dr. Peroni is very interested in using this eventually in a clinical case as well.
And you have other people that are working on possibly skull fractures.
Oh, yes. And today that takes up a lot of the injuries that occur in the battlefield. And so it's not only saving limbs, but also facial cranial bone fractures and replacement. And so we're working on that as well. We have collaborations at the University of Connecticut to work on that. We've actually brought in a new professor here at the University of Georgia, Dr. Luke Mortensen, who is an expert in bone healing as well. And we can actually start to understand the healing process that occurs with what we call intravital staining or microscopy, where you can look at microscopic activity as far as bone healing in animals.
Now, aside from the facial applications and saving limbs on the battlefield, do you see this being helpful just in normal practice, like if a child breaks their arm on a trampoline?
Absolutely. And you talk about children, that's one aspect, but their bones heal fairly quickly. For the elderly, it's even more of a problem. So we think that that's going to be really where the benefit comes. And especially for things where you need to keep the person from putting any load on that injury. So it's really tough to keep athletes off an injured knee or something like that. They're used to walking around and not being bothered by things. And when you put them on crutches for 6 weeks to or longer, that'd be a problem. We think also for periodontal at work, where if you have a titanium implant that's needed for a lost tooth, oftentimes the bone has to heal around that implant. And if you can do that much quicker with a bone putty product, that would benefit patients as well.
Fascinating. Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Today we've been talking to Dr. Steve Stice, Georgia Research Alliance Eminent Scholar and D.W. Brooks Distinguished Professor. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.